A note of caution to all you Black Friday shoppers, this might not be the best day to get the best deals. One retail survey says next Tuesday could be even better. But don't tell that to these folks.
Oh, I probably saved almost $100. Yeah. Yeah, I usually check the ads, and then if it's something worthwhile, I'll come out and browse.
I am of the type I'll pay for convenience, and I think in the future I'll pay for convenience of not having to wait in the line.
You get a 40-inch TV for $180, and I was like, oh, man, that's so awesome. But they only had 25 in stock, and they only had 25 tickets. And I may have been lollygagging about with Thanksgiving dinner and all.
They're from Arlington, Virginia, and they're among the almost 150 million people hitting the stores this weekend. Many of them armed with smartphones so they can scan for better deals online. It's a trend called showrooming, and some retailers are fighting back by matching prices and offering Black Friday deals online. Kelly Grant is a senior consumer reporter for SmartMoney.com. And Kelly, how worried are stores about this showrooming trend?
Oh, they're very worried about it because we know that Amazon is kind of the king of cheap online pricing, and they made big news this time last year because they introduced an app that encouraged people to compare their prices online against what you were seeing in stores. And people actually have been doing this. They've been going to other sites online. They just know that they want to go in and look, but then they're going to buy something and get probably a better deal on it. So the stores are very, very concerned about this. They don't want to be the place where you go to look and do some window shopping.
And for anyone who hasn't downloaded any of these price comparison apps yet, give us a sense of what's out there and what they do for you.
There are a bunch of them. Amazon's actually is very good. We've seen eBay has a partnership with an app called Red Laser. There is an app from Decide.com. There's Price Grabber. There are just any number of these apps. And the basic gist is that while you're in the store, you either type in the name of the product that you're looking at or you scan its barcode. You can take a picture of it in some cases. And then the app will hunt down online where you might be able to find that item so they can give you a sense of, are there other stores nearby that have it? Is it in stock? What's the price? What is it going for online? So that you can better make a decision about, is it a deal?
Now, this is a really big challenge for brick and mortar stores. I mean, sales for mobile devices are expected to double this year. It's estimated they'll account for about 20% of all online sales. So what are retailers doing to try to prevent shoppers in their stores from buying products online from a different merchant?
One of the big things that they're doing is that they are actually developing their own apps with the hope that as long as you've got your phone out, then maybe you're going to check and see, is there some sort of a special deal? And that's something that you know, we're seeing pretty repeatedly, extra mobile coupons. And then in the case of some of these holiday ones, we've heard, you know, Walmart is offering exclusive deals only to the people who download its app. We've heard Macy's and Sears and Target, they're all going to be pushing deals to your phone. So the real aim here is they're hoping is that you're going to agree to that so that at the same time you're price comparing, maybe your phone is dinging that you've just received some sort of a text message or other promotion that's been sent directly to your phone, and they hope that that's going to keep you there instead.
Kelly, you interviewed someone who reviews apps who called this year revenge of the retailer. Is what you're describing exactly what you mean, kind of fighting fire with fire?
Exactly. They're really hoping that you're going to see all of these deals probably at the same time that you're checking the prices, and that way that's going to keep you from going elsewhere.
Of course, this means driving prices lower and lower and lower, which may be really good for shoppers, but sounds like a race to the bottom for retailers.
It does sound like a race to the bottom for retailers, but you have to keep in mind that a lot of the sales this time of year anyway are on things that they know that they're not necessarily going to sell at full price. If there's something that's a hot holiday toy or a very popular item, you're not going to see it on sale anyway. So they're being very judicious about what they are putting it at a particular price point, even just on those hot holiday toys. If it's something that's popular, we have seen, you know, if Target does a sale, then automatically Walmart will match it and Toys R Us will match it and Amazon will match it, so that they've all kind of got pretty much the same pricing across the board.
Although that would mean that profits must be pretty slim. I mean, we came across an analyst at Forrester Research who said that what's going on isn't so much a profit margin war among retailers as a market share war. So is the idea that as long as they get the customer, they're willing to barely make any money off them.
Exactly. They all want the customer. And that's what we've seen, too, in some of the earlier and earlier store openings, because they know that you can't be at one store opening at 8 p.m. and still make the 9 p.m. opening of another store. It's just not going to be possible unless you are at the front of that line going in and you are, you know, really, really fast getting in, getting what you need and getting out. And even then, you're going to be behind the crowd at the second store. So their aim is to get your business, and that's why they're trying to offer these deals. You see, price matching has become bigger this year, where they just figure as long as they can get you in the store, then they can probably get you to buy more than you intended, and it's going to be your main stop.
Should shoppers feel guilty about this, about checking out products at stores, even though you plan to make your purchase on Amazon or some other online retailer, or is that just smart shopping?
I think to an extent it's just smart shopping. There's something a little disingenuous if that's all that you do. You're consistently going into a store and then saying, oh, I'll buy it online. But for certain products, it does make sense to, you know, go in. You're going to getting the service maybe of a local retailer. If they're going to be installing something for you, you need that sort of assistance. It can pay to go with somebody local.
And of course, it's not just price comparison you can do online. You can also do product reviews. So you can end up being a smarter shopper in terms of, are you buying the right item and the best reviewed item by other customers?
That, to me, is even the more important part of the equation. With the pricing on this, the retailers are being really competitive this holiday season, but a lot of those sales are on items that would never sell for full price, that, you know, people are not going to be lining up to buy that $200 TV when it was a little bit more expensive because it wasn't a great TV. And you have to be thinking about things like that. Is this item a good item at any price, rather than, you know, looking just at the fact that it's maybe 70% off on Black Friday?
We mentioned that some stores are offering to match online prices, but we understand that there are some exceptions for Black Friday deals.
Black Friday is unfortunately usually the exception here because the stores tend to suspend their price matching policies. A lot of the deals are too timed, where it's, you know, maybe the five doorbusters, or, you know, a competitor might only offer the sale in for a few hours. So it's too much for them to really handle. So a lot of them just won't do it that day. A few of them will, though. They say Kohl's right now, Walmart, JCPenney, Home Depot, and Staples are among those that are still going to do it, but you're going to need that proof from a print ad or some sort of an online screenshot to get the deal.
And Kelly, as people get more and more savvy about using their smartphones to shop, what do you see as the next frontier in mobile shopping?
Well, I think we're going to see more of that where you're actually purchasing on your phone. That's still a little bit of a dicey experience right now for a lot of people because the store's networks are just not great. Their Wi-Fi connections are not always built up. The cell phone signals can be really bad in certain areas of the store. So it's a little hard for consumers still to be doing a lot on their phones in the store. I think we're going to see that really change as more people get faster phones and they get more comfortable with browsing and buying on their phone.
So you may buy it in the store and not take it home, but possibly when you get home, it will be waiting there on your doorstep.
That's what we can hope.
Kelly Grant is senior consumer reporter for SmartMoney.com. She's been talking with us about the new showrooming trend. Kelly, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Sears is one of those major retailers offering to price match. And the company's chief digital marketing officer, Bill Kiss, told us Sears is also making it more convenient for people to make purchases on the web.
The buy online, pick up in store, it's free. It's ready in 5 minutes. One of our favorite capabilities is if you've bought online and you're picking up at the store and you pull up, if you text us in advance, we'll bring the goods out to your car.
Here in the Boston area, the independent Harvard bookstore, no affiliation with Harvard University, is trying to tap into consumer guilt to convince its customers to buy the books they see in the store from the store, not from an online retailer like Amazon. Rachel Cass is marketing manager for the Harvard bookstore. And Rachel, what did the store do?
So we put up a sign in the store that just reads, find it here, buy it here, keep us here. And it just reminds people that they should be purchasing where they're shopping.
And what was the motivation for doing this? Were you being hurt by showrooming?
Well, we would occasionally see people sort of increasingly frequently coming into the store, asking questions of our booksellers, getting recommendations, browsing our shelves, and then either pulling out a phone to order online or just casually mentioning to the bookseller, okay, thanks for your help, I'm going to go buy this online.
And what's your reaction to that as a business person?
Well, that's frustrating because we put a lot of time and effort into training our staff, and we have great staff who can give great recommendations. And it's frustrating to be spending time with a customer and feel like we're having a really good rapport with the customer and then have that customer leave us to go buy somewhere else. So we just wanted to remind people that we're giving you a service, and if that's something that you value having in your community, you need to support it by shopping with us.
And did you get the sense that the customers are guiltily slinking it out of the store after doing that, or do they seem to have no qualms about it?
It depends on the customer. We get a little bit of both. It's usually not particularly overt. Every once in a while, it will be.
I think of your signs as kind of a guilt campaign. It's like the scarlet letter approach. Do you think of it that way?
We don't really think of it that way. We just think of it as sort of an education campaign to remind people, like I said, that where they're shopping matters, and that if this is a service that they value, if they value having a bookstore in their community that can give them great recommendations, they need to support that store. Otherwise, we're not going to be here.
And can you tell if your campaign is working? For example, have you seen a rise in sales?
It's always hard to tell because sales are, it's hard to tell exactly what drives sales. But I think we have seen it working. We've had some great conversations with customers who sort of haven't thought about it from that angle before. And like I said, hard to tell from the numbers always, but I think it is. I think people are paying attention.
Of course, I imagine it's probably really hard for you to price match since so many books can be found cheaper online. So what else can you do to try to stop people from buying your books somewhere else?
We sort of think of it as a service. Again, we can give booksellers who can give great recommendations. We can answer lots of questions for people. People can come in and look at the books before they're buying. That's especially great for art books and sort of more visual books that you can't do that online. You can't come and look at it and see what the pictures look like in person. We also have a lot of other added benefits. We have store displays. We have events. We have other things that are different and that you can't get in the online shopping experience.
So it sounds like you want people to think they're also paying for the experience, for the expertise, and that kind of thing.
Exactly. It is a little bit extra, but we're paying booksellers to be in the store to offer services. We do free gift wrapping. We do all sorts of other things. So if people want us to be in their community, they have to shop with us because that's the only way we'll be able to stay here.
As we mentioned, the Harvard Bookstore where you work is an independent business.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think your campaign could work for big chains or only for independent stores like yours that people might have a soft spot for?
I think it could probably work for both. Again, it has to do with physical location in people's communities. If people want these businesses in their communities, if people want a physical place to go and shop and browse, they need to purchase at those places. Otherwise, they're not going to be able to stay. And I think that goes for both small businesses and larger businesses.
The SmartMoney.com reporter we spoke with earlier talked about some retailers developing apps so that when their customers are in the store going online, hopefully they'll go right to their app and they can keep the sale within the company. Have you guys thought about doing that as well?
We've talked a little bit about it. We have a great website that we've put a lot of time and effort into, and we're constantly working on making that more mobile friendly. So we're definitely working on that, on being people's go-to, whether they're in the store or online, or on their phones in the store and online. That's something that we're constantly thinking about.
Ultimately, do you think this is a trend you can beat, or is it just marching too much in the direction of people buying online for cheap?
I think it's a trend that we can beat, absolutely. I think people are increasingly becoming aware of the effect that their shopping decisions have. I think that people are noticing when businesses that they love go out of business and realizing that if they make different choices, if they and their community make different choices, then small businesses can stick around. So I think it's absolutely something we can meet.
Rachel Cass is the marketing manager for the independent Harvard Bookstore. She's been telling us about what that store is doing to fight online book sales. Rachel, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks very much.
Are you out shopping on Black Friday? Tell us what you're finding at facebook.com/hereandnowradio, or tell us if you want nothing to do with it. Back in a minute, Here and Now.